Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's nice to see you guys here, talk to you guys. It's always been a way for me to understand how to create music. And I hope, and I'm glad, or at least I hope you'll enjoy it. It's great to be in a position to create. Again, as I said in previous broadcasts, I was born to create something. Draw, paint, sing, write, act, etc. Or use my mind as a form of creation to understanding what's going on around me. pardon me, because I'm here to use my mind as well as to use the power of creation to understand the world that is around me. I really want to be with you. It's just about meeting the right person, falling in love with them. That's what it's all about, meeting the right person. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to meeting your soulmate or meeting a girlfriend, boyfriend, or whoever you prefer to be with, as they say in the 21st century. Love transcends everything, and whether you're straight, gay, black, white, Christian, Jew, believe astrology, Buddhist, etc., love is in everything. Well, that's how it is. Love is, to me, is the most powerful tool to understanding life. It's the tool that can heal as well as conquer all forms of hatred and evil on this planet. And when I create to talk about what's going on around me and to know that it's a form of love when I write and create. It's important for me to relay that to you because I've been in positions where I was a victim of hatred in many forms, you know, scapegoat, picked on, put down, because of the perception that I gave to people about my uniqueness. And I truly realize it's not me, it's them. It's self-love, and writing about it is truly a treasure. So thank you for listening on Twitter or wherever you are, because it's important to create for me and to communicate the power of love. And by the way, that song is on the, you know, you can, you know, the CD, Dove Night, Past and Present. You can get that. It's a mixture of pop and rock material that I've written over the years. And I just want to say there will be another CD just like that with another new song. I really want to get to know you. How would I describe this new song? I say it's created in a very unique way, but it sounds very good. Again, it's about love. And you can also get that song on the CD, Pop Songs, Dove Night, Past and Present. And it's available on iTunes, Google Play. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to all my singles and albums and EPs on Spotify. It's free. It's part of the creative side of my psyche. And it's part of my destiny, no matter where it takes me. I know I belong on this planet to create, not just use my mind to understand it. And yes, using my mind is definitely part of the destiny, because I guess I was given a desire to learn. It hasn't been easy. And even now, I'm trying to learn new concepts by going to school and understanding it. And it's not easy. But sure, determination and belief will carry me through, just like in creating music or being an artist. Because I consider myself a mixture of an artist as well as intellectual, but I try to combine both to relay the power of understanding and knowledge to help me understand it in a better form. So again, thank you for listening. And here's another one that you probably just heard in a previous broadcast. It's called That Is Why.
I met you.
that song. That is why I fell in love with you. It's just about writing about love. Of course, that's not the only types of songs I write. I write about rock and roll, too. I'm into all kinds of music, you know? I really am. It's a joy to create. But for me, the most important tool in creation is to sing. Sing out the heart, sing out the soul, the heartaches, and whatever comes to my mind, because it brings a closure. So before I can write, I have to sing. It's part of that dream, you know, no matter what age and no matter what happens. Yes, I'm realistic about age, time, and the wisdom to understand the difference. Of course, while I'm doing all this, I have my own foibles, meaning problems that come and go. I try to be real because as a human being, I like to talk about what is exactly going on. You know, because things ain't, I wish things were always pretty, but they ain't. But the underlying key and goal for me is positivity. Again, I get the put downs. People say, oh, about the way I look, how big I am, my economic status, where I work, or what school I do, whatever. It's all negative. I realize the tool to understanding life as a human being is to continue to do what I need to do with respect to others. What others people are doing in their life or lives is none of my business. And I hope they respect that, too. Because in order to get along in this world and to understand it, we are all on different forms of economic status and cultural differences. What that means is that there's still a lot to learn because some people don't understand that other people are not like them. And it includes color, race, creed, color, sexual orientation. And thank God we have laws and rules to protect minorities or in people in a majority culture from discrimination and targeting, because it happens all the time. And that's what I like to write about. I write about it on my album, Dub Night, Past and Present, with the songs called like Outcast and Unique, which illustrate the experiences of discrimination based on the way I look, or feeling like an alienated person all alone in the wilderness. But through it all, the most important tool I also realize underneath everything I say is positivity, is that I'm a good person, that everything's going to be okay. And I have respect for other people, regardless of where they come from. Of course, as a human being, I have my ups and downs, and I always admit to that. But that is the key. And again, if you like that song, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You, you can listen to it for free on Spotify. You can listen to it on Google Play, iTunes, it's everywhere. You can listen to it in every part of the universe that's on the computer. You can buy it too if you want. It's up to you. Whatever the choice is, it's free. That's what I like about music. I'm glad they have stations like Spotify, and I'm glad that they have companies that allow artists like me to create and to make music and to the masses for you to enjoy. I mean, because things do cost money in this life. It do. But one day at a time is the key. You know, trying to find love is really hard. And that is why I fell in love with you, just like I really want to be with you. It's all about finding the true love we want to be with. I'm sure all of you had that experience. And may you have more. I'm sure that you will. I hope I meet my soulmate, because I haven't met them yet, but I know I will. But soulmates are... or people who I want to be with, for me, has to be positive, have to enhance my life. And a lot, the negativity or the hindrance of my ambitions or my soul is not what I want in a soulmate. I don't want someone to bring me down or take away my dreams. I want someone to enhance it. Because love is not just self-acceptance, it's acceptance in general. It conquers all. It transcends all forms. It transcends all creations on this planet. And that is the truth. And again, the pop songs from Dove Nice Past and Present, if you just want to listen to those pop songs, those three pop songs, you can get the EP or listen to it if you prefer on Spotify, iTunes. It's there for you to enjoy. It sure is. And that's why I want to let you listen to this other one. It's called I'm Over You. I'm Over You, which was released in September last year. It's about getting over a bad relationship. So that's the bad side of love. That's what I will say. The bad side of love can happen. I'm sure we all went through that. I did too. For me, it was about reality check and the relationships I have. It was very painful. One reason why it was painful because I was forced to accept reality that I was in denial about. And love can put anybody in denial, and that's what it did for me. And I'm glad I was so made aware of it because it did alter and change me. So I'm over you is about that. Could be about bad friendship, bad relationship of any type, whatever. That's what it's all about. To move on. Life is too short. There are other fish in the sea or other people to meet. And that's why I truly realize as I get older, life is too short, but life can be good too. Through the thick and thin and trials and tribulations, it really is about the self-love of understanding and growing as a person. And that's why for now, I will always say to you, actually I'm going to say to you forever, may all your dreams come true like I hope mine has come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. We are all God's children, no matter where we come from. Because when we were born into this planet, we belong here. God made us to be on this planet. We're born to enjoy it, because that's what we're here for. Good night.